On January 2nd, 1979, Russ and I were birding on some country roads outside Aransas, Texas. Well, I was birding. Russ was obligingly driving our Ford Pinto and trying to keep track of where we were in an area where none of the farm roads seemed to be marked, and the sky was too overcast for us to even guess where the sun might be. I'm a useless navigator. My dyslexia makes maps and even straightforward directions saying when to turn right or left bewildering. In those days before GPS, I got lost a lot. And the funny thing was, virtually every time I got lost, I found at least one cool bird before finding my way back. So getting lost has never felt like a bad thing to me. Russ isn't nearly as laid back when he doesn't know where he is, and to top that off, he suddenly noticed that our gas gauge was reading empty. Right as he was starting to panic, I saw a group of turkey vultures on the ground in one of the farm fields, except three of them had oversized heads, black-crowned with lots of whitish feathers on the neck, upper chest, and upper back. I could feel my heart racing as I pulled up my binoculars and let out a whoop. They were caracaras. The crested caracara, a tropical falcon nicknamed the Mexican eagle, is a striking outlier in the falcon family, feeding on carrion and small animals on the ground rather than chasing prey in flight. The bare orange skin on the face, unlike any other falcon's, calls to mind a vulture's bare head designed for plunging into carrion without getting feathers scooped up. And caracara wings are broader and more rounded than other falcons, allowing them to soar with vultures. Many people have never heard of caracaras. The New York Times spelling bee puzzle does not accept it as a word, and every time I type caracara in a text message, spell check changes it to Caracas. That drives me nuts, but at least Venezuela is within their geographical range. No border wall could keep crested caracaras out of the United States. Their range extends well into Texas and Florida. Back in the 70s, I was utterly taken with how handsome and yet funky-looking they were, and I badly wanted to see one on that first trip to Texas. Despite our almost empty gas tank and not knowing where we were, Russ was gracious enough to stop for a minute or two before his anxiety won out, so I got satisfying, if brief, looks at this dreamed-about lifer. It didn't take long for us to find our way to marked roads and a gas station. Russ was relieved, but I can't say I was. I knew we'd eventually figure out where we were and get gas. For me, the experience was unadulterated pleasure. All's well that ends well. I hope all ends just as well when caracaras find themselves lost. The species seems to have a worse track record than I do as far as that goes. Vagrant crested caracaras have wandered here and there all the way along both the east and west coasts up into Canada, and have also appeared in quite a few inland states and provinces. In May 2014, one found its way to Door County, Wisconsin, and just last week, one was sighted even further north in Wisconsin, up in Ashland County, not far from Marengo. I, of course, wanted to see it, but I couldn't get away until Saturday morning. It was raining steadily when I arrived and didn't let up for almost 2 hours, sometimes pouring, sometimes drizzling heavily, but always raining. As it finally eased into a very light drizzle about 12:15, the caracara finally came out of a dense stand of trees to perch in the same snag where many birders had seen it on previous days. It was sopping wet and spent the entire time I was watching shaking out its wet feathers, preening, and staying put in full view of me and my camera. I was thrilled to see this tropical bird so far out of its range, but worried too. Unless something horrible happens to this one and someone finds its remains, we'll never know what happens to it after it finally disappears. I'd like to think that this bird is like me, that it'll make wonderful discoveries while it's lost, but then find its way home again. Hope is the thing with feathers, and wet or dry, caracaras have plenty of those. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.